I'm at HR Tech Europe, their Spring Forum in London, and I'm with Nick Holley, who's Director of Henley Centre for HR Excellence. Nick, we were just having a bit of a conversation before this on HR and big data. What's your view on what HR should be doing and the opportunity around big data?
So to me, HR and big data actually provides probably the greatest opportunity for HR for years to really become relevant by using the data to provide insights that make a difference to the business. I think also it's the biggest single threat to individuals within the function, because there are a lot of HR people base their success on gut feeling, intuition and relationships, and actually proper data analysis can make that irrelevant. And what's interesting is in our research is we're seeing some HR business partners actually undermining, politically trying to stop the data analytics working, because what they recognise that their turkey's voting for Christmas. This is the biggest threat for them personally. They probably can't make the changes, so politically they're undermining it.
So what? Okay, so a fairly grim story potentially for lots of people in the HR profession right now. So what does that mean then? Is it game over for lots of HR people?
No, it's definitely not. As I say, this is the biggest opportunity for the function, and it's the biggest threat to a lot of people. But people who get this and understand that it's not just about data mining and PhDs in data analytics, what we're finding is a lot of those type of people, actually, all they care about is the data and the analysis and the latest whizzy piece of software. They don't care about the questions that the data can answer. So what we're finding is you need to start at the right-hand side with the business issues and then drive out of that the data and the analysis and the tools and techniques you need. The problem with a lot of data miners is they just don't care about what answers and what questions. They just care about, you know, mining the data. A good HR person can provide the bridge by actually understanding the business issues, relating those to the people issues, and then working with the data analytics people to actually collect the right data and then analyse it to produce insights that make a difference to the business.
So do you think currently that organisations are already collecting the right kind of data to help them drive the business?
I think that's one of the big problems. Often they are collecting historical HR data around length of service and diversity and things like that, number of training days. But they're not necessarily, that's not necessarily the data that's required to answer the key questions. So I think one of the big problems is that if we're collecting the wrong data, inevitably it will drive the wrong answers. So the real skill is the ability to answer the right answers. The problem for a lot of organisations is the implication of that is they might have to throw away their current data and actually look to collect a very, very different set of data. And for a lot of HR functions, that's pretty intimidating. And in a way, you have to kind of admit that you've been wrong in the past. Yeah. So you have to have the self-confidence to admit that what you're doing in the past perhaps is wrong. And again, this comes down to the nature of the HR people who will thrive in the future, is they've got to throw away what's made them good and learn some very, very different skills. But I don't think it's, you know, you don't have to be a PhD level data miner or scientist, but you need to understand what good looks like and employ good people who can do that for you. But without you providing the bridge, they actually don't add value.
And if you, just thinking about the L&D role in within all of this, what kind of impact could we see around sort of data-driven decisions?
I think you can actually use data now to understand the kind of competencies required and the capability required in the future. And again, we were working on an issue yesterday with a group of people, and it's this whole concept of fact-based L&D. But equally, L&D is based around understanding how people learn. So again, it's the combination of the two things, recognising the data and getting the people who can do that for you. But you still have to understand the deep expertise that a good HR person needs. My only problem is most L&D people, I don't think actually, I think in many cases they've forgotten what learning is all about and have allowed themselves to become commoditised and have simply become people who run programmes. And I'm not sure that, to be honest, most people learn in a classroom. I think most people actually learn in in the day-to-day job, but they need other leaders to be coaching them and helping them learn day-to-day in situ at their desk around real pieces of work.
Mm-hmm. Nick Holly, thanks very much.
Thank you.